From KDWA Radio, we have your local news and community events that will keep you up to date on the station that's been serving this area since 1963, bringing you information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on AM 1460, FM 97.7, and online at kdwa.com. In top news this hour, Hastings Homecoming Week festivities, Dog Park Rainbow Bridge update. It's homecoming week at Hastings High School, and the Hastings School District is providing information on some of the events that will be taking place there this week, as well as announcing the homecoming court. The homecoming court reverting back to a court this year after homecoming royalty last year, and this year's homecoming court includes Gavin Kocherer, Axton Bauer, Matthew Jelks, Charlie Reamer, Ray Apiney, Layla Tin, Maddie Elliott, and L. Endress. They are looking forward, the district is, to celebrating homecoming this week. The homecoming events will continue with varsity events throughout the week. Well, there will be a pep fest in the gym at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, followed by the Raider football game at 6:30. And then on Saturday, September 27th, the homecoming dance from 8 to 10:30 p.m. Outside of homecoming, the school district is also inviting residents to the next community collaboration event, which is scheduled for Thursday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. in the lecture hall. The meeting will include a meet and greet with Superintendent Dr. Christine Wehrkamp-Herman, providing an opportunity to connect and share ideas. In addition, attendees will experience a live demonstration of their new Anatomage table, an exciting addition to educational resources. In previous newscasts on KDWA, we told you about a Hastings resident who was working on installing a rainbow bridge at the Hastings Dog Park. And Nicole DePalma joined KDWA to provide an update.
This is a few years back. You know, you get on the internet and you get an idea in your head. You can find anything and everything. And I was looking for, I typed in, I think, something like real rainbow bridges. And the picture that you and I were talking about, that I also shared on Facebook with some groups, is a picture of a rainbow bridge, and it's in a park in North Carolina. And it is actually spanning some water. It's a lovely bridge, and along the walking path of the bridge, so where you would be walking on, is colored in different sections of a rainbow. And there's also a sign next to it explaining the bridge, and then with the poem. On this particular bridge, people have left leashes and collars and what have you on the railing. I don't know, when I talked to Chris Jenkins of Park and Rec, if that might be an issue, a safety issue, to do that. So we're talking about other ways to leave tokens or, you know, sentimental items for our pets. But this idea got me going, and then when our community investment fund rolled around again, I thought, you know what, I'm gonna pitch it, see what happens. I pitched this whole idea of showing the pictures to Chris and, you know, just saying this would mean a lot. And if we could find a spot within Hastings, that would be so great. And Chris's response was, go for it. So I put together a little proposal, a little bit of a budget, and then Chris is kind of the go-to person for the community fund. And anyway, he presented, and, you know, we were turned down, no big deal, because I just flat out asked Chris, is this kind of a DOA thing? He goes, nope, just keep putting it together and keep bringing it back to me. So he's had me on a mission ever since.
DePalma continued.
I had originally, you know me, I wanted the water part of it too. So anyway, I took pictures. There is a bridge down in Rebecca Park, and I sent it to Chris. I'm like, this would be so perfect because it's already there. And people are coming back and saying, you know, it floods every year, and that's probably not the best place. So I went to the dog park, and then I found this kind of a dip, if you will, that's along a walking path. And Chris met me out there, took some pictures of it, and he's, yeah, we can do that. That would be a good place to do that. So I just asked him what are next steps, and he said, get out there and raise some money. So that was my next mission, to get out and I spoke with Rotary, and there are some members that were willing to donate. And then I have to give a big shout out to HPAC, Hastings Prescott Arts Council. They are generously making a grant to this project. Wildside Graphics is donating the signage. Sherwin-Williams is donating the paint. So we're a little bit short to goal, but we can definitely see the goal from here. And then once it's fully funded, and Chris said we can also represent the remaining to Community Investment Fund, once that's all in place, then it's just a matter of getting the bridge kit, installing it, and away we go.
So what will this look like when it's finished?
The kit is really lovely. It's about 8 feet long, probably about, 3-4 feet wide. It will support a lot of weight, so a lot of people can be walking or standing on it at the same time. And it'll have railings on each side, and it's got crisscrosses between each section. It's called a swan bridge, which I think is so lovely, but that's from Wayfarer, and it's a DIY kit. But also graciously, Chris has said that Park and Rec, the crew, will do an in-kind donation of labor and materials to secure the bridge to the ground once it shows up.
You can hear the entire episode as part of Community In Depth on KDWA. And now, a look at your community events. On October 7th, the Hastings Fire Department will hold its annual open house. Here's Assistant Chief Chris Paulson with more information.
October 7th, we will have our annual Fire Prevention Week open house. We draw a huge crowd, and we've talked to firefighters from other departments, and they don't draw the crowd that we do. I think the thing is the community support that we have. You know, we try to show things. Yep, we show off our equipment. We let the kids spray the fire hose. Mm-hmm. We usually cut up a car and show our auto extrication techniques. We usually get our community partners, the police department, the sheriff's office, some other people to come in and show off their equipment, talk about their jobs. Dakota 911 is usually there. They're talking about what happens when you call 911. When should you call 911? When should you not?
Several big events coming up this weekend. On September 25th, head to the Rivertown Dog Park for Paws in the Park from 5 to 6:30 p.m. with your furry companions in tow. Event highlights include dog-friendly booths and exciting giveaways, a Strut Your Mutt costume contest, raffles and prize baskets, a balloon arch photo opportunity, and food trucks. The Rivertown Dog Park is located on 10th Street East in Hastings. Contact 651-480-6182 for more information. The Farmington Fire Department will host their annual community blood drive from 1 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at Fire Station 1, 21625 Denmark Avenue. For more information, visit farmingtonmn.gov/fire. On October 5th, it's Adult Archery. Learn everything from stance to follow through, equipment styles to archery safety, and hone your new skills with target practice. The fee is $20 per person, and the event is for ages 16 and up. There are two time windows from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 to 5 p.m. located at the Archery Shelter at Spring Lake Park Reserve. On September 30th, it's the Halloween Costume Swap at Hastings High School's West Commons. Bring your gently used and clean Halloween costumes you no longer want to the swap event, and bring home items that are new to you. You don't need to bring an item to take an item. They are accepting adult, kid, and even pet costumes. All costumes must be family-friendly, and event staff reserve the right to refuse any items. If you can't make the swap but have items you would like to donate pre-event, contact Violet Penman at violet.penman@rosemountmn.gov or call 612-268-9097. That's your local news and community events at this hour. If you would like KDWA to cover a news story or community event, or if you see news happening, give us a call at 651-437-1460 or email us at news@kdwa.com. This has been Trail Hour reporting.